For the halacha on Daf Lamed Aleph, there is a very interesting halacha that emerges from Chana's statement on Daf Lamed Aleph. Chana said that she fulfilled the mitzvos of Amma. She said Amma three times, the three mitzvos of a woman, of Nida, Chala, and Hadlaka Saner, that the Mishnah in Shabbos tells us if a woman does not fulfill them properly, then, God forbid, at a time of danger, she could die, and that is during childbirth. Ramesha Feinstein in Tshuva, in Yoredeya Chelik Beis Simen Ayin Dalit, uses this Gemara in discussing inducing labor. Now keep in mind, Ramesha Feinstein's Tshuva was written in Tafshin Lamid, which is almost 50 years old, a little bit less than 50 years ago. We are now in Tafshin Ayin Beis. Moshe at the time of the Tshuva was not even aware of the ability of doctors to induce normal vaginal labor, vaginal birth. The only thing Ramosha discusses that he knows of is a cesarean section. However, it's reported to him that it is now possible, now 42 years ago, that it's now possible to introduce labor. The common drug that I recall from my wife was pregnant was a drug called Pitocin that could induce labor. And the Shaila was posed to Ramesh, should labor be induced or should it be something which the doctors wait until the woman is ready to give birth? Ramesh put together a fascinating halacha from our sugya with a twinge of a beautiful machshava. How to apply Ramesh's psak, I will tell you what Rav Nevensal told me, and I will leave up, of course, in all of the halachas from the daf to ask an appropriate shaila. Ramesh points out that from our Gemara, it's clear that the zman of Leida can be a zman of sakana, and it's particularly in the time of Leida that women die for their averos, because by nature, that was a time that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had brought the possibility of sakana into the world. At the same time, Ramesh says that it cannot be that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave a mitzvah, pru ervu, and put woman in danger just like that. It must be exactly as the Mishnah tells in Shabbos, al shalosh averos noshim mesos b'shas leidasan, on three averos a woman dies during her birth, that if a woman is going to be punished, the most natural time, chas v'chalila, would be in her childbirth. But if a person has done the Ratzon Hashem, then even though it is a time on some level of sakana, HaKadosh Baruch Hu would protect that person. We have a haftacha for HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he will protect them, that the only punishment to Chava was Yisurim and Chevle Leida, says Ramesha, v'loi chas v'chalila misa. So on the one hand, we see that childbirth is a time of sakana, potential sakana. On the other hand, HaKadosh Baruch Hu would never have created the situation that it is a full-fledged sakana. However, Ramesha adds, umemela nichnas sakana deleida shelule haftachas Hashem yisparech hareze sakana. When did HaKadosh Baruch Hu give you the haftacha? When he decides to bring the leida. But if you try to induce it, concludes Ramesha, v'lechein hu davar aser lasos tachpulot lahaktim leida imlo kishiika sakana lechakos. If there will be a sakana to wait, then Ramesha says, then it will be permissible. Otherwise, one should not induce labor. Nevensal told me to emphasize that if for any reason the doctor feels for a medical reason to induce, he does not think that this rule of Ramesha applies. And in general, Rav Nevensal felt one should follow the suggestions of doctors. It didn't seem that Rav Nevensal himself was even convinced of Ramesha's chidush in the Gemara, although l'chol apachos, he said, if there was ever a medical reason, then in such a case, of course, it's important to induce, and many times they will use the drug that I mentioned, Pitocin, or other drugs, in order to induce a labor, because that would be best for the health of the mother and the baby. It should be kept in mind, Ramesha's beautiful diuk is only talking about where there is no sakana, and Rav Nevensal said, for that matter, any medical advantage. Bezras Hashem, our second set of halachas emerge from the last lines that we had done in the daf on Lamed Aleph Amid Beis, the rule of Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi, 20 lines from the bottom. She'aser leishev b'toch arba amos shel tefila. It's prohibited to sit within four amos of someone davening. Tosas makes a comment which is important for halacha lemaisa and dibar maskel mikan. Tosas says, let's see the Tosas inside. Bein lefanu bein la'achro bein min atzadim. In all directions, it's prohibited to sit within the four amos. U'pirshu tshuvas ha'gaonim. However, here's an important kula. The tshuvas ha'gaonim were mekel. Dafke b'yoshev u'batel. Only if the person is sitting and not doing anything. Avlo mahoyo osek b'kriyishma v'birchoseo k'yotzbem afilu yoshev shapir domi. That it would be permissible even if one was sitting within Dalet Amos if you were osek in Kriyashma. Let's take a look, or tefillah. Let's take a look at the Mechaber's description of the Halacha Lamaisa in Simin Kuf Beis Sif Aleph. The Mechaber writes, So Leisha B'toch Dalet Amos Shom Espalo, Bein Milafonov, Bein Min Hatzadun, Bein Milachrov, prohibited four Amos in front, behind, on the sides. Sarech Laharchik Dalet Amos, and you have to distance yourself four Amos. The Mechaber continues and quotes our Tosaf. Vim osek bedvarm shemitkunei tfilos afilu perik ezel mekoimon en tzarech laharchik. He adds also, even if you're involved in the perik ezel mekoimon, then you don't have to distance yourself. The Mechaber then expands on the heter of Tosfos and quotes the opinion of the Trumas Hadeshin. V'yesh matir ba'isik b'Torah afal pi she'enu mitikunei ha'tfilos. And some say as long as you're involved in Torah, that's enough to be able to sit within Dalet Amos. The Mishnah Berurah and Sifkat and Vav explain the logic of the heter of our Tosfos, as well as the Trumas Hadeshin, that any time a person is involved in Ruchni and is not sitting quietly, so then the whole prohibition of sitting within four Amos doesn't apply. What the prohibition says, the Mishnah Berurah, that it appears as if someone else is being Osek in Mekabel Malchus Shamayim and you're not interested. But if you show that you're interested by saying Kriya Shema according to Tosos, or even saying Ezeu Mekomon according to the opinion of the Rush, or even learning according to the Trumas Hadeshin, in such a case, it's going to be permissible. So that's important halacha number one, that it could very well be the whole Isser, it seems to be that we're choshesh for this lahalacha. The Isser is that it appears as if you're not interested in partaking in the holy endeavor of your friend. But if you're involved in the holy endeavor itself, and the Rishonim expand on that and say that Talmud Torah also is included, then it's permissible to sit within four Amos. It's interesting to note that the Taz in Sifkot and Gimel gives a different reason, but we will go with the Svara of the Mishnah Berurah. The Taz's reason also seems to be found as well in the end of the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot and Yudalit. However, the Mechaber paskins that there is another Isur that needs to be taken into account, and this is Halacha L'maisa, that doesn't necessarily emerge from reading the Gemara according to Tosaf. Concludes the Mechaber another halacha, and that is, aside from sitting within four Amos, there's also a prohibition of sitting in front of the Mispalel, that when the Mispalel bows, it appears as if the Mispalel is bowing to you. Says the Mechaber, Yesh Mishoimer Dahani Mili Min Atzad. When is one allowed to learn? That is only within Dalet Amos, that is only with on the side. But in front of him, afilu kamlo ein of osur, afilu oisek b'kriyishma. But if it's in front of him, then you cannot. Even if you're osur in kriyishma, comments the Mishnah Berurah. What's the reason for that? Because then mipnei shenirik imishtacha velo, says the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkaton Ches. It appears as if the individual is bowing down to him. The Mishnah Berurah adds, then the Yisr would be sitting. So it's important to note that even though our Gemara, according to the Rishonim and the Halacha, does not apply if one learns, that according to the Halacha is only sitting on the side or behind, but sitting in front is a separate Yisr, and then it's Asur Kimlo Einov, even if you're Osek in Kriyashma. There is an important heter that people use, That is the following. The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkatan Beis quotes the Chayei Adam. He doesn't give us the Marimokon of the Chayei Adam. It's kedai to look it up if you have the time. In Klal Chavov Sif Dalit, that says that the halacha which prohibits passing in front of a person applies only if there isn't a mechitza. Halachic mechitza would be something that's 10 tfachim high and 4 tfachim wide. So then in such a case, the Chayei Adam says that one is allowed to pass in front of the person, how he comes out halacha l'maisa, as well as sit on the side of him. It is still an open suffix to me. The Chayei Adam never said that it was permissible to sit in front of him, that I saw. I didn't see it in the poskim. The poskim don't make this point, but as we develop, that if when it comes to sitting in front, there's an isser of nirik kimishtacha velo, so whether mechitza removes the isser of looking as if you're being osek in something that's not avodas Hashem, while the other person is, and then being kofui chas v'chalila in HaKadosh Baruch Hu on a certain level. So that is removed, clearly, by a mechitza. Does it remove the other halacha? One could definitely argue yes, but it's not mefurish in the Mishnah Berurah and the Chayei Adam, so I leave that as an open question. Notice that, aside from in discussing the Chayei Adam, we did not discuss the halachos of walking in front of someone that was davening. Our Gemara was talking about sitting within Dalet Amos, and we also pointed out sitting in front of someone, even if it's more than Dalet Amos. For those halachos, the Mechaber elaborates in Siv Dalet of the same Simen, in Simen Kuv Beis. It was a Gemara that we had on Daf Chav Zayin. Aser Lavar Keneged HaMispalim B'toch Dalet Amos. It's prohibited to pass in front of someone who's davening within his four Amos. And one is allowed, the Mechaber says, on the side, to pass on the side. The prohibition is to pass in front of him. We saw that the Chayei Adam said that this prohibition does not apply if there is a mechitza of Yud and Dalid in front of you. Rav Nevensal adds in his Ha'aris that he thinks that you could use the rules of Tzuras HaPesach and Lavud. It doesn't have to be a full Yud and Dalid. And therefore, he says a stender, which is Yud and Dalid, can qualify as a mechitza even if it's not a solid Yud and Dalid. Finally, Rav Nevensal says that Mi'ikur Dedina, Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach Zatzal, says that if a person is davening in a place where it's normal for people to pass, in other words, a passageway, he's davening in front, that is not a place where a person should daven, and there wouldn't be a prohibition to pass in front of him. Amazingly, Rav Nevensal concludes, and this is in the style of Rav Nevensal as well, which he learned from his great Rebbe Shlomo Zalman, Admar Amar Shemutal Avilafanav, the EUI Sid Amnafshe, the individual davened in the wrong place. You should not daven in a passageway in the area that's made for people to pass, as opposed to a seat that is designated in the shul. Aval admar atzmo hichmir v'lo avar l'fnei mispal b'shem ofen. Rav Shlomo Zalman would wait, even if the person made a mistake in where they had davened. This Bezer Hashem concludes the halachas from Daf Lamed Aleph.